Hello everyone, I'm Maria Teresa Maggi, intuitive astrologer here on KRFP in Moscow, Idaho, and you're listening to the Star Garden Moon Watch for the full moon of May 8th, 2009. The moon is full in Scorpio, the eighth sign of the tropical zodiac. The emotional roots we put down at the Taurus new moon now grow in mysterious ways that challenge us to evolve and transform. Scorpio is the sign of death and rebirth, so it reminds us in this season of new life that a new life always grows out of an old one and that we can't have one without the other. The emotional allure of a Scorpio moon may tempt us to project a cool exterior while on the inside our emotions are running deeply and intensely, either for or against something or someone, often with no middle ground. Thus, while Aries is the external warrior, the sign of Scorpio is the point in the zodiac at which the warrior must battle with the emotional extremes within him or herself, and the ways in which he or she is drawn to align with whatever experience of power seems to provide a means to overcome death. Yet the real Scorpio power lies in the mystery of surrender. The cycle of attraction to power, money, or sex inevitably includes a life and death struggle with our selfish desires and delivers us a legacy we can never fully anticipate, substantially transforming us in the process. Thus, while its opposite, Taurus, is the sign of our own values and resources, Scorpio is the sign of those resources and values that come down to us through others and generate their effects beyond our own will to shape them, try though we might. The configuration of this full moon chart suggests that an unexpected gift of positive future change through friends, associates, a group, or media might be in the offing if we can live through the tension of change and liberate ourselves to let go of what we hold on to in order to feel secure. In his beautiful memoir of Friendship and Loss in the Alaskan Wilderness, Lynn Schooler reflects on such scorpionic transformation and ultimately finds peace through his surrender to it after a close friend and renowned wildlife photographer is killed by a bear and his own father has died of cancer. The image of my father's ashes drifting down into the clear water among the spawning salmon played across the screen of my mind. I counted off all the deaths I had seen, the tally of which remarked upon the fate of all things, which is to be eaten, whether by whales, eagles, bears, or the microbes of the grave. But this is part and parcel of the confirmation of life, I told myself, of the translation of bodies into more bodies and life into life. The litter of shattered crab shell at my feet gave brilliant red testimony to how death becomes life, is necessary for life, and this being so is beyond being labeled as good or bad. Here are some suggestions for each of the sun signs for how to release ourselves into a deep process of transformation at this full Scorpio moon. Aries. As you move full steam ahead in a new direction, a routine limit or a family or partner change may throw you a curveball. The curve is actually the gift because it helps you steer your course more steadily. Taurus. You may experience an opportunity to become more aware of how to negotiate tension between a desire to consolidate resources to keep things the same or go with the flow of a big life change. Gemini. You could be challenged to adjust what you want to say impulsively in order to help a necessary emotional change occur in work or health. Such discipline brings you a new sense of freedom and authority. Cancer. Feelings about the legacy of a creative project or a child run deeply and flow smoothly with knowing you are in the right place at the right time. Perhaps it helps you trust a new direction you have chosen. Leo. You could face an important choice to channel your own creative will to work within a much larger institution or with elders. It's an opportunity to expand your future, but also read carefully between the lines. Virgo. If you start with accepting necessary limitations as a given, then you are able to cut through superficialities and talk about powerful feelings. This could mean that others come to you for advice or health issues. Libra. You may take some initiative to help a partner hold on to resources or values he or she needs to have a solid foundation. Doing so could involve a profound emotional transformation of your own value base. Scorpio. The full moon may prompt you to initiate an emotional release, perhaps having to do with deep change or death in your family. Whether it happened long ago or recently, now is the time to heal. Sagittarius. Emotions having to do with family past and beliefs may seethe under an otherwise congenial surface. You also have an opportunity to ground yourself at work by honoring the ascendancy of needed limits. Capricorn. Perhaps powerful emotional connection with a female friend or a group from the past is rekindled. Or maybe your own sense of creative will is grounded by transformative plans for the future. Change beckons. Aquarius. You might start a new educational or media endeavor that requires you investigate what's behind a public reputation and private feelings. Or maybe your philosophy of friendship releases tensions. Pisces. A partner may be obligated to work, leaving you to your own devices, but you may thrive on this freedom. You may also encounter surprises that help intense feelings about a child or a creative project evolve. A Scorpio full moon releases us into the deep end of the emotional pool, or the dark, unexplored depths, or the watery edges where one state of being ends and another begins. In Scorpio, they are inseparable sides of the same coin, handed down to us through the legacy of life itself, continually ending and bringing us new beginnings. Under a Scorpio moon, we feel compelled to commit or surrender all the way, whether for good or ill. Since the full moon is a release point, the Scorpio expression of it allows for deep transformation of power through receiving or creating legacy through our partnerships, whether they be emotional, sexual, or financial. The Scorpio moon compels us with the paradox to both engage and let go, as the forces of regeneration work through us rather than for us. When we honor that, we generate lasting power to shine our lights, shed some light, and keep it light. Background music is by Eric Gilbert and Noah Beck. Please help this and other programming on KRFP stay on the air by pledging your support at krfp.org.